Greetings, everybody. My name is Melissa.
And I'm Philip Live.
And we are Live Your Dreams Every Day. And this is our podcast, Two Sides of the Same Coin.
Right. This is for the date of July 30th, 2019.
We haven't been up here in about
2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
But we're not, because we do Facebook Live.
Ooh, okay.
So let's get into today's topic today.
Yes, I'm excited to even talk about this topic.
This one is a doozy.
The topic is called I Am Filthy.
So what does filthy mean?
Filthy in the context that we're going to talk about is I'm admitting how toxic I have been to myself and in relationships with others.
Right.
I am admitting that I have been a toxic mother, wife, daughter, friend, sister, all that. Right. I have been toxic to people.
So while we're confessing, and I thank you for sharing that, let me just say I've been toxic as well. Okay. I've not only been a toxic husband and father, I've been a toxic friend. I've been a toxic brother. I've been a toxic son. I've also been a toxic leader and a teacher and any other role that I filled in, because who I was wasn't being used for my purpose.
And the reason why we're definitely diving into this is because how can we be of any justice or help to anybody?
Right.
If you are sitting around carrying your filth.
What's funny is...
Now, I'm not saying, and I know and say, like, when nobody's perfect,
right?
By no means we're saying that we are, but the first thing to healing is dealing and revealing. So we are revealing in order to heal.
Right. Let's acknowledge where we're at and be accountable for that first. And I think by... just coming up with this topic, you know, the word toxic, a lot of people use it to be negative, and it is, because its definition means someone or something that is poisonous. And so the opposite of that is nourishing. But you have to not, in my opinion, you don't have to put yourself to one extreme or the other. So that's why we use the topic, I'm filthy, because we're dirty, but we have the opportunities of being cleaned up.
That's right. And what I love that you did, you took a test. So as you were taking the nourishing toxic test, so you could probably give just a little bit of background on that, and we'll talk about our scores.
Okay. So a gentleman by the name of Dr. Carl Albright, he came up with this test called the Toxic Nurturing Test.
Wow.
Nourishing test. And it's on a scale from 0 to 100. 0 being you're a very toxic person, and 100 being you are a more nourishing person. And it deals with social intelligence, but more specifically, it deals with how you are and how you're growing physically, spiritually, socially, emotionally, so forth and so on. And so the scores, me and Melissa did the scores on test, and if you want to look it up, you could always Google search it. But our scores between 1 and 100, I got a 62.
And I got a 49, so mine was in the middle.
Right.
And Philip was leaning more towards the nourishing side. And
right.
To tell you the truth, I was like, you better be honest. And he was like, I am, because you know you can actually pretend or you can trick your mind into wanting it to be a better score. But
that's one of the disclaimers that they had on it. Be honest with yourself. That's probably one of the first or second sentences on the test.
Wow.
And was interesting what I took away from it, if you don't mind. What I took away from it was that while I may lean towards the nourishing side, I still have a lot of areas in my life that I have to acknowledge, and I have to try to make amends for. And I don't think that anyone, unless you're on one polarizing side or the other, I think everybody falls in the middle to some degree, give or take. But we have to recognize that within ourselves and what areas of our lives do we need to make changes in.
Right. You're right. And this weekend made me realize that just how God presented himself to me through different people, and him revealing things about me that I've been holding on to, and I'm tired of holding on to it. So I said, oh, our next podcast would be definitely something that we always talk about ourselves, but I wanted something to hit really, really, really close to home for us. And mine was saying I'm filthy, and just how I'm going to admit to my filthiness so that others will be able to heal as well.
Right. Right. And above everything else, I think that's what our intents are. Mm-hmm. And I think whoever receives a message today will definitely benefit from what we're trying to discuss. But let's do this. Let's take a short break right now.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk about all of the practical
right.
symptoms and applications that people can use if they find themselves leaning more towards that toxicity in their relationships.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. And we're back. In the last segment, me and Melissa talked about our test scores versus Dr. Albrecht's toxic versus nourishing quiz. I got a 62 and Melissa got a 69.
No.
I received a
49.
She received a 49. And initially, Melissa made the point that I was covering her. And to be accountable for one another, we were talking about the fact that too much grace is enabling.
But what happened? Let's get to what happened. So when we were talking about it, you said initially that we had scores that were close to the nourishing side. And
right.
I said, no. I said, Philip, don't cover me. I got a 49 and you got the 62. And the 49
right.
leaned in the middle, but it was still heading toward the toxic side.
Right.
So this is when he came with, you know, too much grace is still toxic.
Right. Too much
wow.
grace is enabling, which
wow.
is toxic because it actually hinders the other person from growing into their purpose and on their own. So without that being said, Melissa's going to go into a lot of the symptoms that toxic people display. And you may know someone, or you yourself may be able to relate to a lot of these symptoms.
So upon research of some excellent articles, I had to make sure there was one that fit close to home. And there was one from Idea Pod, and it was from the gentleman. His name is Lachlan Brown. It was written 2 years ago. And some of the traits he talked about, toxic people, are they never take responsibility. Some of these are self-explanatory. Then I'll get into some that, you know, there may be some question.
Right.
They are manipulative. Now, this is one that I love. They use other people to accomplish whatever their goal happens to be. Forget what you want. It's not about equality in their book. So for me, Philip and I, manipulation definitely came into play with us. Was my goal was I was thinking about the skirt.
Okay.
Right? Hey, Philip, you know, this is if we're shopping and a skirt is on sale. You know, I shop very, I love clearance. And I'd be like, Philip, this skirt is $6. And Philip, like, well, you know, you don't need that skirt. You got enough clothes in the house. But Philip, you know, if we were to go out anyways, and I would eat $6 up.
Right, right.
Knowing I have trillions of skirts in my closet.
Trillions.
You know, again.
Good gracious.
Yes. And next thing you know, Philip
right.
will take the skirt and just go pay for it.
Right. Right.
Toxic people never apologize. They'll lie before they ever apologize. So there's no point in arguing. They'll twist the story, change the way it happened, and retell it so convincingly that they'll believe their own nonsense. That
Even
was
have
me.
You thinking that you're the wrong one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially when I didn't want to admit I was wrong.
Right.
Pride. I would
right.
definitely do that. They are judgmental. It says we all get it wrong, but toxic people will make sure you know it.
Mm.
They'll judge you and take a swipe at your self-esteem, suggesting that you're less than because you made a simple mistake.
Right.
Give us an example.
To be honest with you, I think about it when a lot of parents do this. Think about this. A lot of parents will tell their children what they've done for them, as if the children have asked to be brought here into the world.
That's a good one.
You know, well, we put this roof over your head and we give you food to eat and you're ungrateful and you're lazy and you're this, that, and the third. And it's not fair to the child. And I know I've done that myself.
But let's make sure we bring in the simple mistake that could have happened.
Right. Okay. The simple mistake could have been,
you know, it has to be.
Okay. The simple mistake could have been they didn't do all of their chores to the expectations that we wanted them to do it at. And oftentimes, a lot of parents don't model the expectation. They simply tell them in the assumption that they should know better.
But is that manipulation? Or, I'm sorry, are we at judging? Which one are we at?
We are judgmental.
Yeah, is that being judgmental?
Yeah, because I think what happens is when you sit there and you try to tell a child why they should be grateful unto you, because of simple acts of we do things that children didn't ask to be brought here. So what happens is you should not be making comparisons to your child as if that simple mistake of them not doing it to the expectation, especially if you didn't model what was supposed to be expected, under the assumption that they know better.
So let's talk about ourselves, because we didn't model.
And that's what I'm saying.
And I said, I'm guilty of it. Right.
Like, I'm guilty of it. I'll tell the boys they need to make their beds up, but I didn't show them how to dress right their beds.
Okay.
Or make those hospital
corners. So we'll be judgmental towards them in their room when we haven't done that. That's
right. And then the judgmental comes to where you call them out of their name, or you say that, I can't believe you make me sick, or you just so stupid, or you say something disparaging like that in judgment. Because
there we go. That's what I need.
You don't want to take it. You don't want to account for your role in what was done.
Or we're busy telling them what they shouldn't eat, and we're eating the same thing,
right?
If not worse,
right?
And you're telling them, well, don't eat so much of that. But then when they see you, you going to town,
right? Or we tell kids, like, a lot of you'll hear parents, and we've probably said it to some degree, maybe exactly not like this. But we said, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
That's it right there. Next one. They will never support you. Toxic people never support you. The good things that happen to you move the attention away from them. And it will take them from focusing on their own goals. Be aware of people who find fault with you and make you wrong. Loyalty is foreign to them. Mm. So a good example, what they were talking about in this is what I liked was, let me go back. They never support you. Philip and I were talking earlier about this, and we were talking about, you know, people in general who don't come and support you. But I said, you know, no, some of the events, he was talking about Healing Wings Foundation, the nonprofit that we run. And he was saying that, you know, well, what about the people that don't come? I said, well, maybe those events were either not for them or they're not ready to be, you know, to receive that. And it's okay.
Right.
So then he said, you know what? You're right. It would be more so if I wasn't to support you, which I'm blessed that I haven't had that, you know, with Philip. But we have been around those who we know whose significant others do not support them in the things that they do.
And, they
and
may
that
not,
is toxic.
Right. And they may not necessarily say that I don't support you. They may just find
just
a convenient way of not going to things or having something else to do.
Right.
Or saying they have to work. When good and doggone well, nobody needs to work every day of every hour.
And it may not be work. It could just be hanging out somewhere or watching TV.
Right.
Or just doing what they choose to do because, again, there is it's something that they don't feel. That's a whole nother subject. Anywho.
Priorities.
So, right. Then we'll get to toxic people are inconsistent. They lie.
Right.
They make up stories. They extend the truth. And they make a habit of omitting the critical facts. So Philip and I could have got into an argument, and you're like, but Melissa, what is the argument about? No, it's just about you not listening to me. No, Melissa, it's not about you not listening to me. It's about what the infidelity that occurred in our relationship.
Or you just simply say, I'm tired, or you give vague statements. So what is the problem? Nothing. I'm just tired. What does that mean?
And again, I don't know, but it says honesty means nothing to toxic people. Mm. So that means I will beat around the bush and not be true to what I know is going on.
Right.
They judge a lot. Toxic people judge. We will complain about other people and judge other people. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I am good for that. Help me, Lord. And it became such of a norm for everybody that when we complain about other people and what they aren't doing or what they, you know, I mean, it's toxic. What are you doing?
Right.
You know, what are you doing?
That's a question that we have to ask people, especially when people think that they can just simply vent to you. When people think, well, I'm just calling just to vent. Okay, so what is your solution to that? Other than to dump all of that negative energy on me, now when you hang up, you feel better, and now I have that energy to carry around my
house.
Right,
but again, it's not has nothing to do with them. It has to do with you. See how you just did that? No. As soon as you know, if they're calling and say, I'm here to vent, well, sweetie, I'm not the one to vent to.
Right.
Or if you're able to, I still see nothing wrong because I am in the mental health field. Sometimes it's okay, but you got to check yourself because you don't want your toxic symptom. Be like, yeah, girl, I can listen. And you sitting there and you already dealing with all your filth and you taking on their filth. That means you got to double wash. You got to triple wash them collard greens.
That's why we say you have to set up healthy boundaries.
Right. And we'll get to that. They can't listen to you. So again, you're letting them know how you feel. They're not listening. They're talking over you. They're not listening. They hear, but they're waiting to speak so they can go in. Again, and that goes to toxic people will interrupt a lot. So I'm going to leave on that one and we'll go to the next one.
Okay. So we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we'll go into some more of the symptoms as well as what it does and how it affects you spiritually and how to overcome those issues.
And we're back. And I know it's like, woo, but we want to make sure we cover the bases so you can see how toxic I have been.
And how we can all relate to this in some way or another.
Toxic people will never admit defeat. They will never admit that they're wrong about something. Never. Never. They never retracted a statement or bothered to take any responsibility for their actions or words. Ever. Next, a toxic person will never go out of their way for you. You see them doing things for other people. You're like, what's wrong with me? So when you go and inquire or ask, it seems that you're pushed away, shunned. But then somebody may have asked the same question and they get a different result. Again, they will never go out of their way for you. They'll be sure to ask you for help. And you'll feel obligated. And I've heard that word obligated is not the right word to use, especially when you're in a positive relationship, so you think. And because toxic people like to play the victim, they'll use that mentality and poor me syndrome to get others to help them.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Yes.
You said you should never use the word obligated, right?
Right.
Playing devil's advocate. What if I said, well, that's just a way of me showing my faithfulness or my loyalty to that person.
Faithfulness or loyalty to the person?
Right.
A person, a human, a flesh.
Right.
No, I really feel that your faithfulness and loyalty, first of all, is going to be to God. Then it's going to be me and you and our family. And of course, you know, but It depends on your relationship. What are you talking about? You got to tell me that the
well, I'm giving a general statement.
Who, you know, I mean, you got to tell me because who would you think you would feel obligated to that you, again, it says toxic people never go out of their way. So obviously for you to say that you're not toxic.
Right. And
it says never.
Right. And I'm playing devil's advocate because like we said, the people, those same people will blame shift and think that they're doing something, which in turn they're really not.
So that's where it says you'll never be able to count on that person to help you with anything. So if I'm planning something or they're planning something, I'm there and I'm helping them. But then when it comes for me, based on their circumstance, because life, there are other things that can keep them from doing. But if you notice every time that there's something that you're having and there's something that you're doing and they're never there.
Right.
So that is, again, you see them going out of their way for others and not you. Toxic people always need to have all eyes on them. Ooh, we just talked about life of the party.
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about that. And that was, I tell you, I said, ooh, what's wrong with being the life of the party? I said, I knew I was life of the party, but then I tried to tell you, I said, well, personality-wise, I'm an extrovert.
Right.
You know, and it's, but then again, if you look deeper, based on some of the behaviors and things I did to be extra, that mean that I had some issues going on. And I talked about that on Facebook Live.
Right.
But they always need to have eyes on them because they're constantly trying to take the attention away from somebody else and focus it on them. So they'll be like, you know, it's sort of like, as they say, one up on somebody.
Gotcha.
You know, well, Melissa, I fixed 10 pies within 1 hour. Yeah, girl, last year I did about 12 pies in 30 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, it's easy. It can be done. Guilty. Guilty as charged. Toxic people can't get out of their own way. Good gracious. They may help you get a job because they need you to help them make a connection with your previous employer or whatever it is that they have concocted in their brains for wanting to help you. So all of a sudden, here they are because they want to, again, they want a job. You get what I'm saying? And they'll do whatever they can. It's sort of opposite of what we're saying, those who avoid, but they'll do whatever they can to get the connection,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And they had no dealings with you before.
Right.
It says, be aware of sudden offerings of help from people who have never bothered to even ask you how your day was until now. And that is, woo!
That's
we
got to
be careful.
Right. That's why I think social media is can be a dangerous tool. Because people will look at other people's highlights and assume that they're doing better than what they really are. And then all of a sudden you get these friend requests and you get these questions and these DMs for people wanting to so-called help you, but they have the ulterior
they don't
just benefit
again
themselves.
But I got to go back to me. Have you done that? And I don't like talking about other people. I like talk about me because it says be aware people have never bothered to ask you how your day has been until now. Now I know we said we don't have, there are friends out there who we don't have to talk to on a consistent basis, right? Verbally or whatever. Or, you know, through text, and some friends prefer text, some friends prefer Morse code. I don't know. But if I haven't heard from you in any shape or form for a long time and not saying, and all of a sudden you're saying, so, you know, Melissa, is there any jobs, you know, are y'all hiring? And all of a sudden you asking me questions about how I've been doing and stuff like that. Wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute. What's your real reason for contacting me?
Right.
You know, and yes, you're not going to be able to keep in touch with everybody. I'm not saying that, but people who really go out of their way and you haven't known.
Okay, I'll give you a case in point.
And I know, I'm trying to think, when have I gone out of my way? Let's bring it to a relationship standpoint. When have I gone out of my way, Philip, and I haven't even bothered to ask you before now?
I can't think of any.
Right.
So
I'm trying to think.
Blanketing the statement, I understand because I've seen that experience now that we've said that.
Mm.
where, and especially true on social media, because certain people you won't hear from, or you never hear from, then all of a sudden you get a message that's about 4 pages long in your messenger or in your inbox. And usually the setup, at least for me, because I'm in a number of different entrepreneur network marketing circles, it'll come down to this long page where go to this video or go to this presentation, right? And then I look at the date and it says the last time I spoke to them or the first time I reached out to them was 6-7 years ago, just to introduce myself. But you never responded to the introduction. You just come to me 6 years later with this pitch. So that's what I see on that.
Okay. Toxic people can't get out of their own way. Even if you were to go out of your way to help someone who is toxic, they would never, ever, again, never, ever go out of their way to help you. You can take that to the bank, it says. It says, unless they get something out of the transaction.
Right.
That's where it's at.
Right.
Unless they're getting something out of that transaction. So be careful. Be careful. I'm acknowledging that I have been there in the relationship. As you see, Philip said that he can't pick a place. But I'm sure if we were to really sit down and look at our relationship, I'm sure he will find that something that I, can get out of the transaction.
Right.
So that's like a manipulation to me if I was to do something. If I
similar.
Ask Phil, like if I say, Phil, hey, I want this BMW that I saw. And God, what is that? And what can I do? I'm trying to relate that to can't
you
get out of their
sex.
Own way. Oh my Lord, Phil. There you go.
You
all
up
of
for
a sudden,
sex because
I got the BMW.
Into... Oh yeah, you're gonna get that BMW. You're gonna get a BMW I. Small one. The 125.
Well, we're not going to talk about that because a BMW is a BMW.
Oh, that's what it is?
You are something else. I can't. Ooh, he y'all. He's toxic.
He said a BMW is a BMW.
Okay. He is toxic. Oh, my God. That was some toxicity.
Toxicity?
That's it. You're going to see that he is going to correct me. Oh, he makes me sick. But that is okay because y'all know that that's just.
And
that's
in all seriousness, it's all in good fun, right?
Yes. So we are going to definitely take another short break, but we will be back with the spiritual.
Right.
And toxic side
of the person. And then we'll close out from there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. And we're back.
Yes. There are some questions I want you to ask yourself. Do you use shaming language? If the word should appears in your vocabulary, they said that an example would be, you know what you should do. You need to be careful with that. Do you tend to blame others for your problems? Do you try to one-up people who come to you with a struggle? Do you tend to take more than you give? Do you say you don't like drama, but your life is full of it? Do you gossip? Do you fish for attention on social media? Do you complain a lot? Do you dominate the conversation? Are your friends disappearing? Now, Philip, this is what I did want to look at real quick.
Okay.
Are your friends disappearing? Remember I brought that up? That doesn't necessarily mean you're toxic. But what if it's season?
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Season in the spiritual season that, you know, that again, God is moving you amongst others. You know,
right.
Your season has come. You, it's not saying you've gained, but you have learned, you have received the seed,
right.
And now you're passing it. Please, let's look at the spiritual toxic piece where it can become toxic in the spiritual realm.
Okay. And so one of the things I want to cover is the fact that in the book of James, it tells you where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. And also in Proverbs, it says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. And I'm going into that because oftentimes toxic people will display a lot of emotional baggage. And it's everybody's fault but theirs. And there's something that I posted earlier from Eric, the hip-hop preacher, Thomas, E.T.,
mm-hmm.
Right? And he says that you may not be responsible for your hurt, but you are responsible for your healing. And oftentimes toxic people won't acknowledge that because it's a lot more convenient to blame somebody else. It's a lot more convenient to blame their circumstance or situation. And when you go into, if you have faith, a lot of people say that they have faith, but they don't display it, or they don't really know what faith is. It's a matter of convenience for a lot of people. And there's another passage in 2 Timothy which says that we do not have not in 2 Timothy. It says in scripture, it says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The sense of worrying in contention with faith cannot exist in the same space. It can't occupy the same space, which is your mind. And oftentimes, toxic people, what they'll do is they'll say they have faith simply because they simply go to church, or they go to mosque or synagogue, or wherever their place of worship is. And they're doing the activities, but they're not implementing any of the plans of actions or any of the scriptures that they're supposed to be reading. They don't try to develop a relationship, a true relationship, and it's reflective in their relationships with people. And it's unfortunate for a person to be so toxic that at some point in time, that last point that you were saying was their friends are disappearing. At a certain point, when people are trying to grow, you shouldn't always be the reason why people grow away from you. You said, Melissa used to always say this thing, that people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. The more productive and positive relationships are your season and your lifetime. And this is in my opinion. But people who are the reason for you to grow or to separate every time is perhaps toxic. So another point that I want to go into is in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it tells you, do not become deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. And oftentimes people will hang on to these relationships because of time or because of convenience, you know, and they'll say, well, you know, we've been together this long. I've known them since I was a little kid, this, that, and the third. But they don't realize why their life hasn't grown, or it's been stagnant, or they're continuously running in circles attracting the same types of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll overlook certain qualities in people because we claim that we're not judgmental, or we don't want to judge that person because nobody is perfect. But a toxic person will ruin, and this is the key, a toxic person will actually ruin everything around them. They remember, the word toxic means poisonous. And so for something to be poisonous, it has to be, it's going to be internalized, and is going to deteriorate everything that it comes in contact with. There's nothing positive from a toxic person, you know? And oftentimes, what we try to do is we try to, again, goes back to the earlier point. We try to enable them or give them too much grace. And we have to do better, especially as a community, especially as men and women of God. We have to do better in setting, not only establishing healthy boundaries, but we have to make it a position in being firm with those boundaries, that if we have to separate from those people, it's still out of love. It's not for any other ulterior motive other because we love them and we want to see them grow and mature as well. So
before we do go, I do, in order to assist yourself with becoming untoxic, or nourishing, or what is it that you take, those pills you take, so we can clean up when we take those
detox
yourself. Hello. So these are some things you can utilize to detox. Stop blaming others for your misfortunes and unhappiness. Stop letting your fear of failure keep you from chasing your dreams. Stop waiting for your circumstances to change. Take charge of your life now. Stop taking time away from the people you love to spend with people you only tolerate. I love that. Stop taking time away from the people you love to spend time with people you only tolerate or feel obligated to.
Right.
Stop wasting energy on regret for a past mistake you cannot change. Stop letting shame keep you from apologizing. Admit you've been hurt or do something else that keeps you from healing and moving forward. Stop expecting perfection of yourself, your loved ones, or your coworkers. Stop feeling guilty about indulging in free time to take care of yourself. Stop keeping yourself busy for the sake of being busy just so you can avoid dealing with what you got going on, those toxins.
Right.
Stop rushing through life. Learn to savor it. Ooh, I love it. Mindfulness. Stop saying yes to things you would rather not do. That's a good thing that I can tell you right now where I'm at. I am good at saying no. Stop making your life more complicated than what it needs to be. I love it. And also, there were some other things that Phil did say. It said, stop wasting energy worrying about things you cannot change. Stop believing that other people's opinions matter more than yours. Stop pretending you don't have that time to do things that you love. Stop being too afraid to making a mistake. Take it to action. Stop focusing on avoiding what you don't want. Instead, focus on going after what you do want. Stop believing that you can't change. You will change. Oh, this is me and this is who I am. Stop. Everybody can't be telling the same lie when they come to you and they talk to you about something that, you know, maybe you've hurt them. And it's not like you heard it one time, but maybe you heard it three times. God is trying to tell you something. Get that toxin out of your life. Check yourself. Look in the mirror.
You know, I'm not to cut you off, but you know what's interesting? Usually that when stuff like that happens, it almost seems as if when people hear the same message each time, it almost comes exactly the same way.
Oh my God, Phil.
Almost verbatim.
And you know, that was me this weekend. That's why I had to do this, because the breakthroughs are going to come. The breakthroughs are going to come, but I have to be completely honest with myself because I've been carrying around these toxins. I've been a toxic person.
Good.
I'm ready for my breakthrough. So on that, my love,
we want to say we thank you and we appreciate you guys listening in this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Of course, you know, you can visit us on Facebook, Instagram, social media in general. We do have a Facebook page, Live Your Dreams Every Day LLC, as well as Healing Wings Foundation on Facebook. Reach out to us. Any topics you would like for us to discuss, we're more than happy and more than willing to go over them as they pertain to our marriage, our relationship. We still have a book, Two Sides of a Same Coin, that's available on Amazon and Kindle. And with that, we will say thank you and God bless you.
Thank you.